There is a particular trend that has started over the last couple of months that is getting most of us worried. And the trend is that when the month ends, we don't see our salaries. The last month, we received our salaries after the 10th. This month, today, is the 2nd. There is no sign of us getting our salaries. And we are worried. Every MP is complaining. Trust me, this is not about those of us on the left. Everybody is complaining, except that some of them are unable to voice out. It is a very serious thing that is happening to us. You plan your finances and you don't know what to do again. We are going into our constituencies for 6 months. A lot of expenditure ahead of us, nothing showing in our bank account. If you don't pay us, you throw everything out of gear. It is not just members of parliament, teachers, nurses, everybody. I don't know the situation with teachers now, but what I'm saying is that once you have an agreement to pay an employee on a scheduled date, pay the person. If for any reason you cannot, communicate to the person that we have this and that challenges, and so this is the time we know realistically we can pay you.
It's not just related to members of parliament alone. Public service workers, you know, people in the security agencies are receiving delays in salaries. And we think that if the government is facing difficulties, if the government is facing challenges, they ought to let the Ghanaian public know exactly what is happening. As members of parliament, on a daily basis, you are committed to a lot of things. Funerals in your constituency, naming ceremonies, weddings, and the like of it. You know, and to think that the month would end, as we speak, last month, some members of parliament received their salaries as late as the 10th of this month. And imagine if you are a family head and you are committed to certain activities, and then your salary delays overly. Imagine the distress and the discomfort it puts you into. You know, so clearly we are asking the Minister for Finance to come before the House and tell us exactly what is happening. And we are not in this alone. You know, other public service workers, security men and women, teachers, nurses, everybody is receiving salary delays. It's going to be a long holiday. How do we, you know, spend our holiday in our constituencies when we don't have money to spend the holiday with?
You had some MPs on their salary delays.